thinking of about each moment that you're paying attention as a deposit and thinking like, okay, what account am I depositing into today?
If it has your attention, it has your life.
You have to gradually work the muscle of paying attention.
Once this thing has caught my attention, me trying to look away from it, it makes me want to go back and look at it even more.
Is it a sign that something is not aligning with you when you cannot unfocus your attention from it at any point in time?
I didn't give my all during the time that I told myself I would. Now I feel guilty because essentially I'm cheating on the thing that I said I love.
What?
Get that airy fairy shit out of here, man. Say it plainly. I need that plain.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hello. I don't have the topic today, so I'm going to pass it over to Damani.
How are you? Fill
us in. How's it going? He's having a little bit of a delay. It's like, no, I'm playing.
If you must know,
oh, man.
I am feeling splendid. And the topic today is, it is about attention.
You sound hoarse. You do sound like Morgan Freeman.
It is about attention. All right, let me stop. Get serious.
That's what Morgan Freeman sound like to y'all?
Sometimes. Mm.
Yes, darling. That's how I feel. I feel like he's a darling.
He sounds like a combination of Morgan Freeman, Edna Mode, and Maya Angelou.
Two of those is probably what I was probably accurate to.
Edna Mode and Maya Angelou. This is
hilarious. I don't know where the cross between them goes, but that's funny.
It goes to Morgan Freeman.
Who would have knew Morgan Freeman sounds like Edna Mode and in my angel?
A little bit. Only when you're doing it right now.
Okay. All right. My bad. All right. Let's get focused. So, topic for today is, I was doing some of my writing and I've noticed that attention always pays you back. It depends on what you pour your attention into, but it always pays you back. And my conclusion was, attention, it can either pay you back in flow, or it can pay you back
in dough.
I like that.
That's funny. But yeah, I'll say it like this. Attention typically pays you back in flow. Whether or not it's a positive flow or a negative flow is 100% up to you.
Mm.
But I realize attention always pays you back.
Interesting. What are your thoughts?
You can go first.
Wow. Mm. Okay, so I feel like This is a cool thing to think about. And I know we've talked about attention in the past, and I'll link that episode up here. But I feel like a lot of times we don't really think about, I guess, what the output or outcome is from a lot of things that we pay attention to. I like this concept because you're thinking about attention as currency in the way that it'll pay you back. And I think that a lot of times in physical ways, we think about what the outcome will be, like what we put in versus what we'll get out versus like when we pay attention to things. A lot of times, this is just like a normal saying or saying I hear frequently is like what you focus on grows. So where you put your focus or where you put your attention in, it's like you're depositing into that thing. Oh, I never thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. So when you're, let's say you're looking at social media or you're looking at other people's social media, you're depositing into their thing. And I think that's why views matter and likes matter and stuff like that, because that's another form of deposit when it comes to attention, and knowing that you have someone's attention. And I think that it's interesting because you're making these deposits, but I think what account you're making it into changes depending on what you're doing. So if you're depositing into something that is for you or that you're passionate about, it'll pay you back in a way, usually. Because I don't know what y'all interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times it'll pay you back in a way that allows you to grow or put you in flow. Versus if you're depositing into things that have been detrimental to you. Let's say we're paying attention to all the news that's happening. And it's a lot of the news is just like negative stories. Then how you're getting paid might be in anxiety. It might be in added levels of stress, like stuff like that. But I never thought about it like this. Thinking about each moment that you're paying attention as a deposit and thinking like, okay, what account am I depositing into today?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I, too, agree that energy pays you back. I also thought about what you said about what you focus on grows. I thought of that as well. And looking at attention as currency, I agree with it all. One of the things that you said about watching the news, I think I'm about to start watching the global, listening to the global news so I can understand what's actually going on. Not just throwing myself all into the news, but have an idea of what's going on, see what's actually going on, because the information that we have is filtered.
I think it's a little bit different with the global news versus just the local news here. As far as we know, and depending on what country, but like a lot of the local news here now focuses on like negative things that happen in the community versus it being a broader spectrum of just like what's actually going on. They do be highlighting some good stuff, but most of it be like, oh, this thing caught on fire, or this thing burned down, or this was, why did I do fire twice? Ooh, crazy.
Fire and brimstone.
But yeah, so I think that also doing global news, listening to that stuff, I know some people do that also as a way to like learn other languages and stuff too.
Yeah. Well, I know for learning the global news in general, they have a less biased perspective there because they're reporting the news for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's not America focused because all of our news is from America, about America. And if it happens to hit some other places, might hit Canada, might hit China, depending on where you at.
Yeah.
But in general, our news is very America-focused. It's very self-centered news, so I can understand that. And just in general, when I was thinking about this, I was doing some writing. I was doing my morning pages. And as I was doing it, I was pushing things out of the way. Like just pushing things away from my attention because I was focusing on certain things. But then when I got to the space where I was actually like just paying attention to this, what I got back from it was just like so much clarity, so much peace, whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. Like when I actually paid attention and when I actually poured my attention in my, I know in flow, they call it psychic energy. But when you put that into what you're doing, you're going to get something back from it. It may come right now. It may come later, but you're always getting something back from it. And so even when you're thinking about like watching and consuming some of the news that's more negative, you're always getting something back from it, whether, like you said, it could be your anxiety, it could be fear, it could be opportunities. It just depends on what you're pouring your attention into. And I think for a lot of us, we don't pay enough attention to what has our attention all the time. And it's like, if it has your attention, it has your life, but it also, if it has your attention, it's gonna give you something.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want to get out of whatever you're paying attention to?
I was actually about to say something about that.
Go for it.
Just like the idea of taking inventory of like, what do I actually want to get out of this moment, and using that to decide what I'm going to pay attention to. You sound like you were going to say something before I started talking.
I didn't say a word.
I heard air.
I ain't said a word.
But what I was gonna say is putting your full attention on stuff, it helps you not to multitask. So all your energy and all your focus is going to this one thing. So it's going to, one, you're going to get a lot more done and feel a lot more accomplished in a shorter amount of time because this is all you're doing. So once my mind starts to drift, that usually be around 55 minutes. Between 50 and 55 minutes, that's where my focus starts to go somewhere else. But even if I stop there, I feel so accomplished because I got so much done already, because this is all I was doing. The attention will pay you back in, like, fulfillment, or mm-hmm. feel like you actually got something done, knowing that you got something done, because this is all I was doing. Now I'm not walking through the rest of my day regretting the time that I spent, or feeling guilty trying to get mad stuff done after, like, before I go to sleep because I didn't do anything earlier, that type of thing. So I feel like paying attention on the right things brings peace of mind, and the right things look different for everybody.
Now when I see people multitasking, I'm just going to be like, you trying to split the deposit?
Mm-hmm. So, I know you're not trying to split a dollar right now.
Right, like, what you doing?
Split 25 cents.
Like, dang.
You better put that whole coin in there, but nah. But, you know, it's really like that. And I think some of the time we're so consumed with trying to do multiple things because we have multiple things on the agenda. So I think even when you're pouring your attention into multitasking, what you're getting paid back with is uncertainty, or it might be like just uneasiness. So mm-hmm. like, these are the things that you're getting back as a result of wherever your attention is currently at. And I don't know if I've always, I know I haven't always paid attention to where I was making my attention deposits at. I'm trying to do better at that though. Go ahead.
If you figure out what has your attention, you can actually use that as rewards, or maybe mm-hmm. a sense of motivation, or like just stuff like that. So if I know mm-hmm. I'm always doing this one thing, I can turn that into a reward. So as long as I get this done, I can do that guilt-free. That's how.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, how often do you notice what you're paying attention to?
All the time. Sometimes I don't stop paying attention, but I'll be aware. I'll be consciously aware of what I'll be doing.
I feel like I'm more aware while I'm at work, because I feel like I am more aware of the energies around me. So then I'm more aware of what I'm focusing on and what I'm looking to get out of the moment. But outside of that, I think that when I'm home and stuff, unless I start having like a negative spiral, or like I'm thinking about, or I'm distracted or something like that, I don't think that I pay close attention to what I'm paying to, or as close attention as I would like to believe. Because mm-hmm. I be thinking a lot of thoughts mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm very aware of my thoughts, but I don't necessarily think of it in terms of paying attention to them, or like how long I stayed on this thought.
All right. Yeah, I was thinking for me, I've gotten into a better habit as of late of paying more attention to what I'm actually paying attention to, and really what kind of grabs me, understanding things that either inspire me a lot or make me very upset.
I'll be paying attention to that.
Right? Because it's like, why did this consume my attention so much? Why did this capture me so much to the point where it's like nothing else really, really matters? And I mean, and similar to how what Breeze was talking about, using that to your benefit, I also think you have to catch yourself in that moment where it's like, you know, your attention is on something negative, to switch it to something more positive, which sometimes it's hard to do because you might be in the moment. Because to me, it's kind of funny, because when you think about like having like a like spiraling mentally, right, it's because your attention is probably on the negative feeling. And it's not always on the thing that you're currently doing. It's actually somewhere else. So even when you're like, oh, I'm paying attention to what's going on right now, it's like technically you're not. Technically you're thinking about what this means in relation to your life and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's usually where the spiral comes. But again, whatever you're paying attention to, it's paying you back, because it's like if you're paying all of your attention to imagining a negative scenario, you're going to get back negative feelings. So just being aware of, even when you're thinking about something that you don't want to happen, all of your attention is on that, and that's why you're starting to worry. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's just switch my attention. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's difficult, because once this thing has caught my attention, and I'm aware that it caught my attention, me trying to look away from it, it makes me want to go back and look at it even more, which is childish, but hey, it is what it is.
Or like you're thinking about it more. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that you're trying to avoid something so bad, mm-hmm. it's still, your attention is still there because it, the action that you're doing is because of it.
It's good.
So
your attention never actually left it. It's still there.
Yeah, it's just the action, like your response to it is you trying to look away or you trying to avoid it or whatever, but you're still thinking about it because it's like even when you're trying to avoid a person, like you're doing everything in your power not to see this person. And in doing that, you got to think about when this person typically goes to the bathroom or where they usually be at, or like you're thinking about the different scenarios that involves this thing or this person so that you can actively not do that. But in focusing on that, you're still thinking about it because it's still the center of whatever you decided you were going to do with your energy that day.
Which is crazy because I found for me, the thing that helps me stop doing that is I have to give my mind something else to do completely. Like me trying to use my willpower to be like, hey, yo, don't think about denim jeans. Don't think about denim jeans. Denim. And that's all I'm seeing. I'm like, bruh, what? I'm like, what is this? And why am I doing that? But it's like, instead of doing that, I have to be like, here. I'd be feeling like a kid. Like, here, play with this. I got games on my phone.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what? It's like, what? And it has to equal the level of
attention.
And so, well, I was gonna say stimulation to capture my attention.
That's good.
Because if it's like, all right, if before this I was watching some funny videos and I'm trying to stop watching funny videos, me sitting there being like, all right, let me just work on cursive.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, all right, this isn't really gonna do it. Damn, I'm old. Sorry, that was an old example. But
I mean, we still gotta practice our cursive.
You be practicing your cursive?
I'm about to start. Sometimes okay. I'll be writing in cursive just to, you know, make sure I still got it. What?
Word, I just wasn't ready.
Y'all don't do that?
I'll be practicing my signature.
Yeah.
Oh, me, I practice that too. But sometimes, like, when I'm journaling, I'll just write in cursive.
Sometimes my writing look like cursive.
That's because he be writing when he off the wake up.
Mm.
Off the wake up, it says.
Mine don't be looking like cursive off the wake up.
When I'm awake, it still be.
So, what would you replace watching funny videos with? Like, what would be a equal stimulant?
Something that involves me getting up and moving my body.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
Because for me now, how I'm looking at it, if I'm in a space where I feel like I can't, like my mind is doing a bunch, I'm like, it's a lot easier for me to do something that I have to physically do.
Mm.
So if I gotta physically get up and like play the piano, if I gotta physically, and it has to, now it's like, if it has more than one element, if it's like, if it hits me like with sound and visuals and feel, it's like that might be more than or equal to me scrolling on TikTok or something.
So yeah. It's not like what could give me a dopamine hit that's not scrolling.
Nah, it's just like what could occupy more of my senses so that I can actually lock in more. That's how I'm processing it.
That's
now.
Good, cause I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna take a nap.
That helps too. What? You wanna say something?
I was just agreeing.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
Sometimes I have to do that because I realize. So for me, even like lately, I've been feeling overstimulated, which now that we're having this conversation, I'm realizing it's me subconsciously splitting my attention between a lot of things because like I was telling y'all before, I feel like I have mad tabs open of things that I didn't finish. So my brain is just like, all right, we're just going to pay attention to all of it instead of just one thing. So if I start scrolling, it makes me feel even more overstimulated or more overwhelmed. because I still got these tabs open. I just opened up a physical tab on my phone to look at. So it's not like replacing what was already there. So then taking a nap is like the reset button, because then I don't have to pay attention to anything but keeping my eyes closed. And even that, you know, I'll be having my makeshift sleep mask so that I don't have to pay attention to keep my eyes closed. My eyes will just stay closed. So I think that that's what. Yes.
So I just mentally, I just never heard anybody said they had to pay attention to keeping their eyes closed. Like when you close your eyes to go to sleep, you be having to like hold your eyes closed.
Oh, because what happens is, and I don't know, this might happen to other people or other women specifically, is that my mind will keep going, right? So I'll close my eyes to go to sleep, but my brain will be thinking about a million other things. I'll be thinking about what's for dinner tomorrow. Do we have enough groceries? What do I have to do in the morning? Did I make a list for this? Did somebody turn off the stove? Are the front and back door locked? Like, that's why sometimes, and you probably don't notice because you be asleep, sometimes I will literally get up and go make sure the doors are locked. Because my brain just is like, somebody has to check the doors. Did they lock it? Did they lock it? Did they lock it? So then I'll open my eyes because my brain is still going. Mm-hmm. But when I had the sleep mask, even when I open my eyes, it's just pitch black. So I just close them again and I can go to sleep. I mean, like, your eyes really shouldn't open with the mask on, you know, but sometimes, you know, when you got the cheap mask, your eyes can pop open. Cause, you know, the elastic band starts to wear a little bit, so it gets a little stretch. But yeah, then my brain, it's easier for my brain to turn on. But I also saw something online, and I know this is off topic, so I'm going to make this quick. Mm-hmm. But it was saying that we're actually supposed to be sleeping in complete darkness. I don't know why that came out like that. In complete darkness. And when there's any type of light, even like the light from the moon coming into the window, it decreases the quality of your sleep.
That's why I be wanting to go back to sleep.
Yeah, sure, that's why.
What?
What? That's why I be wanting to go back to sleep.
Because it'd be lights on?
The light.
The moon?
Yeah, the light from outside. You're creeping in my window.
When I see the moon. You can try a sleep mask. I feel more well rested when I have a sleep mask versus when I don't.
You can put up some curtains.
You can get blackout curtains.
Yeah, I used to like those things.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it actually, like, mentally, it does something. But it definitely lowers the quality of your sleep. I forgot exactly what the video says. If I find it, I will link it in the description. And I don't know how accurate it was. I saw it on social media. But I know when I have a sleep mask on, or even lately I've been doing my best to just cut all the lights off and go to sleep, I sleep a lot better.
Back to the topic, yeah. I have a question.
That's good.
What do y'all typically pay attention to? Like, what's the dominant thing that y'all pay attention to?
Like, in ourselves or outside of ourselves?
In your life.
Food. Say no. go ahead, you go.
The dominant thing I pay attention to? I got a few. And as of late, I've been focusing on, of course, creating. But I think I've been focusing more on trying to be present right now. I think that's what's been occupying my attention. Ironically enough, it's a mixture between being present and the future is what I switched back and forth. So someday it'll be, I'll go a half a day and I'm just thinking about where I could be, where I'm aiming for, all of this stuff. And then something will snap me into the present and then I'm all into right this second. This is part of the reason why I'm such a bad texter for a lot of the times, because if I'm having a conversation with people or I'm talking to people, I don't even pick up my phone. Like, I just, it's just because it's so distracting. So for me, it'll be either being in the present and or being in the future. And of course, you know, some days it's being in the past, whatever.
I feel like that's a good habit to have, not picking up your phone when you're talking to people, except for when I'm texting you. But I think that just generally,
crazy,
that's a like really great great habit to have in general. Erica said, hey y'all, wake up, Breeze. You see him over here falling asleep?
Fighting for my life.
But for me right now, what I'm paying attention to most, I would say, okay, my top three right now is my emotions.
That's
good. And like how it feels in my body. Mm-hmm. And like where I feel it. The other thing is being still and learning to be quiet. Like just have moments of just complete silence so that I can hear whatever I need to hear from God or from myself or, you know. And then the third thing is, and I don't want to admit this one, but I'm going to admit it. The third thing is I've been paying a lot of attention to the things that I have not gotten done. And I feel like that has been paying me back in stress. It really has. Like, stress and overstimulation has been my, I don't want to say my fee, but what is it? My consequence? My payment. Why did I lose that word?
I lost it too. I'm not gonna lie. I had no idea what the word was gonna be, and I'm like, it's something that has to do with receiving money.
Receiving money. Like,
when
what is
that? When you receive the cash, what is that called?
A receivement.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, that's been my payment. Overstimulation and stress, and it's been causing me like overthink a lot of simple things, and just not. Actually, it's been causing analysis paralysis. That has been the biggest form of payment that I've gotten from just focusing on things that I haven't gotten done. But paying attention to my body and being still, I've been paid back in clarity and also just like better well-being. Just because I'm more knowledgeable now. So like if I can feel it in a certain part of my body, or I recognize certain things early on, or I'm just listening to my body in general, I know how to counteract it. So even with feeling dehydrated, I looked it up. I already knew I needed to drink this daggone magnesium. I just have been avoiding it because I don't like the taste. I've been avoiding it for weeks. But I've been feeling dehydrated. And also, when you asked me about putting the honey on the bread, if I used to do that, I was like, why do I keep doing this so much? Cause I've been doing it a lot lately. It's great. It tastes delicious. But I might need some more magnesium in my life.
Yeah.
So, but I was able to recognize it, even though, you know, that part had to be brought to my attention. But, because I was also eating the dates. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. All of the sweets.
I was eating dates. And just dates by themselves. And then putting honey on my bread. It's delicious. Honey and a pinch of salt on toasted bread. Also put butter on it. That's not it. Chef's kiss. All right. Anyways. That's what I've been paying attention to the most. What about you?
I've been paying attention to... How can I be better? How can I do this better? How is this going to happen? That's where my attention be at. Mm. It don't be the greatest.
Listen, we all got one that's like, I wish I didn't pay attention to that. Right. Yes.
It don't be the greatest thing to pay attention to, but I always be thinking about how.
Yeah. All them hows used to get me. Mm-hmm. They still get me sometimes. I be trying to stay away from hows so much.
But it'd be funny because all of it isn't, it's not always bad. Like some of the time, thinking about how actually helps you move forward because a lot of people don't think about how they would do certain things. So it's a helpful tool. It's just not helpful to always pay attention to this. And that's some similar same thing with attention. And also kind of learn with just, I mean, whether it's attention, whether you call it focus, whatever, like, you have to have moments where you don't focus on that or pay attention to that, because it's literally like attention and release. If you're always laser focused on this one thing, it's like, if you stare at one thing for too long, your eyes will still go bad.
That's
like,
true.
You can't just stare at one thing all the time. You have to give your eyes breaks and give yourself a break. And the same thing when it comes to where you're pouring your attention into. Like, let's not pour all of our attention into one thing all the time, because the rest of everything else is gonna go bad.
You just talked about tension and release, like focusing on something heavy and then letting it go. What is something that you feel like you've mastered the art of focus and release? Nothing at all?
Work. That's it. When I'm not at work, I don't be thinking about work.
That's good, though.
Most of the time, I'll be forgetting I
have a job, work.
Until I pull into the parking lot.
No, I relate to that on a spiritual level. That's heavy. I know for me, it'll probably be recording. Like, just the act of recording. When I'm recording, I could be locked in. And then when I take a step back, I'll be like, oh, wow, that was fire. All right, cool. And then I can go about my day. But, like, the act of recording typically is the one thing that I can hyper-focus on. And then take a step back. And I'll be like, oh, that was trash. I don't know what I was thinking. And then, you know, switch back over. That's one of the few things that I'm able to do really well when it comes to, like, switching
attention, no attention. Yeah, I think for me, looking at it from a creative standpoint, I would definitely say writing songs. I'm able to, like, literally lock in. That's why I can write songs so fast, because I can get hyper focused, get that done, and then walk away.
Yeah, nah, for me, the writing, my mind be squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. It's like, what is the squirrel like? What does the squirrel want? I'll be like, what? We was talking about love. What are we talking about the squirrel for? I don't care about the squirrel. And that's how it starts for the first. But that's literally what we having. And then eventually I'll get to a space where I'm like, let me stop resisting, and let me just start adding this into what I'm trying to do. So squirrels need love. Oh, yep, yeah. See, I actually said that.
That was confusing.
What are you saying? Two different things. Yeah.
What about you? Did you answer?
What's the question?
You said work. Oh, never mind. Anything creative though? Do you feel like?
What?
That I learn how to pay attention to and then release. What does release mean?
Not pay attention to anymore. Like, when you actually step away from it, you won't think about it. Like, if it happens to casually pop in your mind, cool. But, like, you're not harping on it or obsessing about it or anything.
Nah. I feel like once I finish stuff,
that's when you really let it go.
Nah, I'll be wanting to listen to it or look at it.
Oh.
Actually, because I'm learning to do that with paintings. That's why I'm selling my paintings. So I could let go of them.
But we're talking about attention specifically.
Paying attention to after I.
Yeah, so, like, when you paint, do you get, like, hyper-focused? And then when you, like, all right, it's time to eat, you just be like, I'm done. Clocked out mentally?
Yeah, I be wanting to go back and paint, like, later. But once I finish,
you be done.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
and
yeah.
Once I record, I'll be done. And then it don't be until I listen back, and I be like, man, I still got recording to do.
So is it just that, and then you can ask your question, because you had a question.
That thing came and went. Right.
Is it just that when it comes to things that you are passionate about or things that you love, are those the things that I guess you have a healthy obsession about. So like you can pay very close attention and then release them. But then, so I guess I'm asking, is it a sign that something is not aligning with you when you cannot unfocus your attention from it at any point in time?
I feel like it's probably a thing of I'm not giving my all to this thing that I want to give my all to. So mm-hmm. since I didn't give my all during the time that I told myself I would, now I feel guilty because essentially I'm cheating on the thing that I said I love.
What? Yeah,
that's deep.
You said you're cheating on the thing that you said you love
mm-hmm.
because you didn't put your all into it?
Mm-hmm. So now for the rest of the day, oh. I can't stop thinking about it because...
It's like that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
So okay. like earlier when I was talking about undistracted focus,
mm-hmm.
if I'm only doing this thing for... So your attention can pay you in fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I did all this and got all this done, now once I step away, I don't feel like I didn't do anything. I don't feel bad about not doing the thing because I did the thing already.
Okay. I understand now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was talking in poetry.
Yes. And I'm still a little sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a little lost.
He said, get that airy fairy shit out of here, man. Say it plainly. I need that plain. But what was the question again? I'm sorry. You got a little distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, you see? See what happens?
The question was...
It'll pay you in missing out.
I'm trying to figure out how I phrased it the last time. Pretty much, is it a sign of you not being in alignment or something not aligning with you if you're unable to do the attention and release? Oh, I guess it's tension and release still.
Yeah, tension or attention.
Attention English, and
English
release.
English language, they did something there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's something wrong with you.
No, that it's not aligning with you. Not that there's something wrong with you.
Align. Okay, cool.
Whatever this thing is doesn't align with who you are, who you're becoming type of thing.
So whatever it is, not aligning with you. Just trying to make sure I'm fully understanding the question, but I don't think I would say it's not aligned with you. I think to accomplish anything, you kind of have to have a level of extreme focus, and then to the point where nothing else matters, and then you let go of it at that point. But I think like a bunch of things can capture your attention, that stuff that strongly. It doesn't have to be something that you're passionate about. It would be great if it was something that you're passionate about. But you can be completely consumed by something at work and while working on a project. And I wouldn't say that you're out of alignment. I would just say that you're like your focus is on whatever the thing that you're focused on. Hopefully I'm answering your question. I don't know if I'm.
Yes and no.
Could you rephrase it then one more time?
So pretty much I was saying like if you're unable to do attention and release, like let's say you're hyper-focused in a very unhealthy way, like obsession kind of, and can't release your attention from it. Is that a sign of you being out of alignment? Like, are the things that we're passionate about or the things that we, that are aligning with who we are those the only things that we're able to do the act of paying attention and then releasing it, like, healthy? I feel like that's like a healthy balance. Mm. No?
Mm. No, I feel like it's a practice. Yeah, so you gotta practice focusing your attention. Because it's a muscle at the end of the day. So you gotta keep doing it over and over and over until it's natural for you to focus on this until you say you're done. So that's when, just basically like, so you may start with doing something for 2 minutes. Like y'all be talking about all the time. Just start with 2 minutes. And then if you want to stop after that, 2 minutes is over, you can stop. If you want to keep going, you keep going. But eventually, the time is going to get larger. Like, it's going to be a greater amount of time. So even if you're talking about meditating, when you first start meditating, they'd be like, just start with like 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, 15, then 30, mm-hmm. an hour, stuff like that. So, like, you have to gradually practice or gradually work the muscle of paying attention so that you can only focus. So then you can do the attention and release.
So you can have the strength to pay attention and then release.
Yeah, because I don't think it means that I don't think that everything that we're able to do it with is in alignment with where we need to be at.
Like work.
Yeah, because you may just have developed a very great skill of being able to work on your job while you're there, and then the second it's done, you leave the work there. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're aligned with the. No. You're in alignment. It just means that you practice the skill of being able to hyper focus and then let go of it. And I think it just applies to pretty much everything. I think it would behoove us if it was all about coming from a place of our passion, but it doesn't always have to be there. And I think sometimes it's easier to actually work on it when it's not on your passion, like in terms of the skill set, because it may make it easier when you're going back to work on your passion to be like, oh, all right, I was working on tension and release or attention and release when I was building something at work, and then now I can apply it to something that I actually enjoy. Mm. So sometimes it can help, I think.
I feel like when you do it with your passion, it's harder to not think about it. Like once you're done with it, you might want to keep going back and doing it. Mm-hmm. Because you're passionate about it, you enjoy doing it, you love doing it. Like, it's a part of you at the end of the day. Mm. So, yeah, it's a muscle.
It's a muscle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, one of the points that you made, Breeze, when you were talking about, like, you're cheating on your love, that kind of thing. Yeah. One of my favorite points that I got from The Science of Being Rich, where they were talking about, do all of today's work today and don't try and add tomorrow's work into today, and don't try and do yesterday's work today. Like, do all of today's work here and then leave that there. And I think there's so many things that we start today and we let linger for 3 days, and we're trying to make up the fact that we wasted 30 minutes, our only 30 minutes, so we're trying to, and we're messing up the rest of our day. Mm-hmm. Trying to reclaim the 30 minutes. So it's like, just do today's work to the best of your ability today. It'll still pay you back. It will definitely pay you back. But like, just do today's work today and let that be where it's at.
Y'all saying some good stuff. Okay.
You know.
I thought you was like this.
Nah.
I was like, oh wow. Wow, unexpected. But do y'all have any final thoughts on paying attention or any other questions?
I don't.
I thought I had one, but I don't think it ever came back to me. I was really trying to try. See, I was holding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the back of my mind this entire time, and then somebody said something, and I just bloop, just release, you know, tension and release. This is why when y'all be talking about going to sleep, this is a complete side note. Y'all be talking about going to sleep and staying up, and your mind be running. Once I start thinking for a little while, it's like my mind just hits the off switch. It just be like. No. All right. That's why sometimes if I'm meditating, I'll end up going to sleep so quickly because my brain be like, oh, eyes closed. Think about this one dot. And that's when you know I'm like, wow, I woke up. Wow, that was crazy.
Nah, I'd be like, the off switch doesn't get hit. I feel like, you know, in Too Fast, Too Furious, when they hit the little nitro button, mm-hmm. and they start, that's what my mind does.
Yeah.
As soon as I open my eyes, it's like, bet, we're up. Yeah, and then we just go. It's like, the sky looks nice. Look at the moon, the trees. Did somebody lock the door? Is the soul still on? What are we making tomorrow? Da 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 da, blah blah blah. And yeah. Then I'm up for at least. Then I'll be trying to do some breathing exercises to like calm my mind and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. sometimes it works quickly, most times it takes a while. So, sleep mask. Sleep mask me. It be shutting my mind off. So.
Yeah, close the blinds.
Yeah, close the blinds.
close the eyes. Close the eyes.
But, yeah, do y'all have any? No?
No, I think that was it. That was my only side note.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breeze into the ear.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And thank you for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Also, let us know in the comments. What you've been paying attention to? Where's your focus going? And how you feel like it's paying you back. Mm-hmm. Because that's important. But in the meantime, if you want to join this podcast, this... Also, if you want to watch us live...
She said, join the conversation.
And join literally. In on the conversation. Come on. Join our Patreon. The link is in the description below, as well as all the other things that we have going on. We have music. We have movies.
Hey, yo. I love the fact that she's prophesying over all the movies, music. We got scores, amusement parks. We got everything you can. You want to be amused? Come to the gray area. Come on now. Paintings. Art. Architecture. All right, I'm done. The sauce!
My. Y'all know what to do. Thank y'all for joining us again. If you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked over here. But see y'all next time. Bye!
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people. Yeah.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn.